under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, this Tuesday, before we wind things down for Christmas Eve, tomorrow's show. And then, of course, Christmas Day, we will be off. We have a special Jerry Stewart Christmas Day special show for you guys on Thursday. And then, of course, I'll be back on Friday. Very interesting investigative reporting done by Charlie LaDuff. It's amazing the weaponization of the Attorney General's office, this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, going after Republicans. Only one case where she's even investigating, but not coming out with any charges just yet. We're still holding our breath, waiting to see if, in fact, she's going to bring charges against the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, possibly implementing even Governor Gretchen Whitmer's involvement in giving a $20 million grant to Faye Baydoun. Who is Faye Baydoun? Well, she is a Democrat operative, big-time donor. She bundles money for Democrat candidates using Act Blue. Well, the story, according to the grant application, was that she was going to start up a new international influencing company. She was going to use $20 million to start up a business to focus on influencing international clients to consider coming and bringing businesses to the state of Michigan under the guise of, course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's most famous money laundering scheme as economic development. The way it works is very simple. Her friend, her travel companion, Quentin Messer Jr., CEO of Michigan Economic Development Corporation, launders money to Democrat corporations, Democrat companies, Democrat individuals, all for the purpose to create jobs here in the state of Michigan. That's what this governor has been laser focused on the entire time she's been governor of this state. Well, lo and behold, there was some emails back and forth seeing that people within the governor's office was requesting the MEDC to fast track this grant request and get it to Faye Baydoun before the 2024 election cycle? Did she ever create this international influencing company? Not at all. She leased some office space, but she never bought any office furniture. She never moved in. She bought a $4,500 coffee maker and paid herself $500,000 for 3 months worth of work, but never did anything. Well, while the governor and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of MEDC, were out of the country, Dana Nessel raided the MEDC's office in Lansing. But we still haven't heard of any formal charges being filed. Well, we've got another story regarding Dana Nessel. We're going to get into it at 9:35. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office there in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Has all the snow melted there in Sheboygan?
Not all of it, but a lot of it, for sure.
Okay.
We have currents in the river again. It was frozen over for a while.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, one thing that happened after we were on the radio together last week is I got a couple of text messages, and I then went into Traverse City to do shopping and to get some business coordinated with some folks there in Traverse City. I stopped and visited a couple of businesses, and one of my stops was at Costco. where they have these 50-pound bags of Safe Step, you know, the magnesium chloride salt compound that you spread out on your sidewalk and your front porch, get rid of the ice. Well, I was out of the Safe Step product. I had to get more. And luckily, I was there, and they had a pallet actually right by the front door, and it was somewhat on sale. They were selling the 50-pound bags for only like $12.99, whatever it was. So I'm like, oh, good. Well, I'll grab two of them. So had my cart. I had already swiped my card. I'm past the entrance. I'm right there in front of it. I bend over. It's on the ground on the pallet, one single pallet. And I bend over, and I start to lift the 50-pound bag, and I felt just a little bit of a pull in my lower back, and I dropped it. And I said, no, 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 no. You know how Dr. Gary yells at you and Stacy yells at you, Randy, you got to lift with your legs. Don't use your back. So that's what I did. I squatted and got down and kind of give it a good little bear hug, and then I stood up with my legs. But it made me think about the text messages a couple of people had sent me, hearing you talk about fixing my neck and shoulder. They were asking me about lower back, sciatica. They were asking me about, you know, lower lumbar, different things. And I said, you know, this is a subject we need to explore a little bit more with Stacy. So sure enough, you dug up a study for us. What'd you say? It was from 2022?
Yep. There were 30 cases that were studied in Italy, but it was on lumbosacral sciatic pain. And they did use the same MLS deep tissue laser therapy, which has the continuous 808 nanometer laser diode that decreases the inflammation by stimulating blood flow and lymphatic drainage and induces reabsorption of that fluid back into your, reabsorption of the fluid into your body. So that build up. And then with the 905 nanometer laser diode that reduces the sensation of pain, the 30 cases were mixed between male and female. One was under 40, 9 were between 40 and 65, and 20 were over 65. So when you're most likely to have such injuries, right? It takes a while sometimes. And they all had varied significant issues of pathologies and risk factors. So some had disc problems, some, you know, had diabetes, you had some were and were not smokers, stress, weight, etc. So they were all very varied. And they were treated 3 times a week for 4 weeks. So a total of 12 times. Their initial average pain scale rating was around 8, which I love to find out beforehand.
Sure.
Just to get a gauge, and it's your own words, you know. And then their ending average pain scale rating was around 1.
Now, this was after the 12 treatments?
After the 12 treatments. They started out with an 8 and ended with a 1. They collectively had more function and flexibility, more activity comfort, better and more sleep. They could walk better. So this was also substantiated by a second-party physical therapist who checked them before and after to make sure that it was real, you know, not just the opinions. Like, it is their opinion whether they're an 8 or whether they're a 1.
Sure.
But we could get we could have a physical therapist check function, flexibility.
Range of motion,
yeah. And whether they can or cannot walk better, et cetera. So they had, you know, another set of eyes on it to substantiate it. So
that was is interesting because first of all, I'm shocked that they did it 3 times a week. I mean, that's based on my response and how you do so much excellent work for me every time I come and visit you just one time. But I can't imagine having 3 sessions with you a week for 4 weeks in a row. I mean, that is amazing. And the other thing is, like you say, you ask this question all the time on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a lot of pain. You know, you always ask us for a number. And like you say, that's subject to the person's opinion of that scale.
Yeah, very subjective, yeah.
Very, very much so. So interesting. So they came in at 8s and they left with 1s.
Around, the average between all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them. Yep. Wow, that's amazing. And this was 30 people. And like you say, this was spread out over different age groups.
total mix. Obviously, not the younger generation. Not anybody. Only one was under 40.
One under 40. The rest are older folks. Now, the other thing is, what? How many seniors over 65 did they have in this study?
20.
20 out of 30?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so you think about it. We all have used parts. We've all been using them. And your accidents and injuries, even sports injuries or work injuries, et cetera, you know, snow shoveling.
Sure.
They accumulate in your body. Especially most of us don't really know what to do or take care of them, and we let them naturally heal, which is fine. But, you know, after a while, they're pretty used parts.
Right. And the other part of it is, Our functionability to heal ourselves slows down as the metabolism slows down. So as you get older, it sometimes takes a lot longer to heal, especially after you've pulled something or hurt something.
Well, now you just answered your question on why to do it three times a week. You're trying to heal everything up. You're trying to make sure that adenosine triphosphate's made, get it energized, get it, you know, help your body to, you know, respond well and quickly. And so they're taking the worst of the worst. You know, you're taking some, you know, sciatic pain is not very fun for anyone who has it. And you're being aggressive and trying to do the best you can. And especially because it's a study, you want to see what the honest results are, treating them all the same
right.
in a certain amount of time period, see if it really helps the masses or not.
Right. Well, that sounds like obviously a very successful study. And again, this is the same type of robotic laser equipment that you folks have right there in Sheboygan.
Right.
Excellent. Exactly. I got a text message already on this one.
Okay.
I think, Chuck, are you the guy that texted me last week? I didn't store you my phone, but I believe you texted me last week as well. His question is very simple. Lower back pain, especially late at night when he tries to sleep, in addition to the treatments, is there any recommendation? They're looking at the possibility of getting one of these sleep number beds and also one that inclines. Is there any recommendation that you or Dr. Gary recommend when it comes to beds that could help lower back pain as well?
Sometimes it's not the bed. So it's just locked up. So, you know, we just don't know. But
okay,
so I know you could try out different beds. And I guess I have heard one time someone say, I'm just going to go to a hotel and go try out that bed. See if it's the bed or if it's my back. You know, you need to try out different beds. And then that way you give it an honest try before you go in. You know, invest
spend
in
a lot
mattress.
Of money buying a, a new mattress. Got it.
Yeah, because it could
Very
just be
good.
Your back.
Well, one of the things that I highly recommend, if you have lower back pain in any way, shape, or form, I highly recommend go and get a chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary, and then immediately follow that up with a laser session with Stacy right next door. Because I got to tell you, the adjustment for me, when he worked me in that lower level with that Thompson breakdown that he has on his table, I literally felt it pop. I literally felt it move. I was frozen. I was stuck. It was impinged. It was not working down there. And as soon as he got it to go, it was like, yes. Now I can walk. I can move. I can bend over. Definitely. And then like you did for me, you focus, of course, on my neck and my right shoulder blade. And I'm still amazed. When was it I came and seen you? Was that a week, 2 weeks ago, Wednesday now?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago tomorrow. That's right. Because you're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And there's probably a handful of people, maybe a third or so, that are like you, where they don't need very many treatments and they're good. Like yesterday, I had a lady, or actually it was on Wednesday, I had a lady that came in. She had lower back, you know, lower lumbar, left shoulder, and neck. And she came back yesterday for her second treatment. Her left shoulder was now, just like yours, I don't feel anything anymore on that. And so she, but her lower lumbar had gone down a couple of notches on the pain scale,
right.
But the neck seemed to, we didn't really concentrate as much on the neck. It wasn't her shoulder was more important. We were trying to treat it in one. It's close. So if I can, I try to save people a little bit of money just to see if I can, you know, treat them at the same time.
Sure.
And then that was, you know, the neck was a little bit better, but she wanted to concentrate on the neck and the lower back. So the bottom line is some areas respond very, very quickly and some don't as much. So, and she thought she was going to have to live with it for the rest of her life. She just assumed.
Well, mm-hmm. One thing I've realized, and I don't know if this is because it's such a large area, but the shoulder blade and getting those cells, you know, relieving the pain, number one, the pain sensors, that's number one. Because I think when you hurt, it's even like it hurts to even move or raise your arm. And
yeah.
I think that shoulder blade area that you did for me, I think because it's such a large area and we use it so much, is once you get that blood flow working and get those cells rejuvenated, I think maybe that's, for me anyway, that's why it responds so quickly. So, well, we appreciate it. And also, I want to remind folks, especially for Christmas on Thursday, do you guys offer gift certificates if people want to come in today or even whatever your hours are tomorrow before Christmas Eve? Do you guys have the ability for folks to buy gift cards or gift certificates if they want to give it away to parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, whoever?
We can surely figure something out for everybody, even if it's just kept on file. If they want something physical, we'll write them up something, but you know, we can keep it on file too. It's up to them.
Sure. Some kind of little note that they can just put in a Christmas card. Absolutely.
You bet.
Well, one of the things, and I think this is important, folks, you need to understand that this, again, is just another alternative to the medical profession. You know, Missy talked about it on Monday, yesterday's show, that, you know, the medical society has this whole setup is set up on symptoms. Whatever the symptom is, well, let's give a medication to cover it up or mask it, Stacy. Where what you guys do between chiropractic adjustments and the deep laser tissue robotic laser treatments, you actually get in there and fix the problem as opposed to trying to covering it up.
Well, and we aren't the ones that would cancel out medicine for
sure. No.
We have sent them away to doctors when it really didn't fit the profile of what we treat for sure. You know, he has definitely sent someone out the back door into an ambulance. You know, like, you don't need me, you need somebody else. You know,
whoa.
So it's not like anybody is above any, you know, you got to go where where your body says it's time to go to. So,
absolutely.
But we definitely try to help you avoid, for i.e., you know, knee replacements for a while. Let's say you need to try to get through the winter. You don't want to get it done in the winter. You want to get it done in the summer when it's not so slippery, etc. You know, let's try to do what we can. It doesn't mean it can't, you know, take away the already grown arthritis in your knee. So,
right.
You know.
Well, I'm going to give up the
phone number. We're definitely trying to help you with some pain.
Yeah, I'm going to give out the phone number for you to call, and Caroline has some questions for you, and then you can schedule an appointment, go visit them. 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street, right there in downtown Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm.
And greatly appreciate it. And I want to wish you and Caroline and Dr. Gary a very merry and blessed Christmas. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy. Goodbye.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.